Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. The U.S. Federal Reserve hiked its support for insurer American International Group to about $150 billion today after an initial bailout attempt failed to stem massive losses. Under the new plan, the government is putting $150 billion at AIG's disposal, $27 billion more than it extended previously. But the new package will leave the government exposed to billions of dollars of potential losses. Let's go ahead and take a look at the Dow. It's at 9,038, and it is now down, well, no, make that up, 94 points. The NASDAQ at 1653 is up 46. The S&P 500 at 937 is up just over 6 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5.74, up 6 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5.31, up 10 on the open. March, 5.50, up 8. July, 5.79.5, up 9.5. December corn opened at 3.84.5, up 9 on the open. March, 4.02.5, up 9. May, 4.14.75, up 9.25. July, 4.27, up 10. September, 4.36, up 8.25. December, 4.49.5, up 8.5 on the open. November beans opened at 9.31, up 20.25 on the open. January, 9.37, up 16. March, 9.46, up 16.5. May, 9.56, up 16.5. July, 9.65, up 16.5. September, 9.69, up 20.75. November of 2009, 9.61, up 13.75 on the open. December soybean meal open at 275, up 330 on the open. December soybean oil open at 34.85, up 95. December live cattle open at 93.30, up 50 on the open. November feeders, 99.05, up 10. December lean hogs, 55.10, down 30 on the open. And February bellies opened at 85.95, down 15 on the open. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Pretty, I would say, neutral WASDE and crop production numbers this morning, I suppose. So we're higher today. Are we higher on the outside front?
We feel so. We had all your outside markets, so-called, hitting on all cylinders in the early morning hour of trade, and we felt that spilled over to the grain complex, even in the evening trade in the electronic last night, but we sort of lost our luster here. But the bullish enthusiasm probably more than anything came from the Chinese stimulus package of $586 billion to help their economy. The way we understand it, a lot of that money was going to be spent on roads, airports, and other infrastructure projects, along with tax deductions for exporters to aid more of the farmers, too, which is good, and health care and education. So a lot of that money was going directly into the economy, creating jobs, and the trade was quite a bit excited about it, but as the outside markets have traded here for quite some time from that announcement, our stock market is losing its luster, and our outside markets is losing its luster along with the grain complex.
Turn your attention to the crop production and the WASDE numbers, which, as I alluded to earlier, were essentially flat. Not a lot for the bears or bulls to chew on in here. Is this suggestive, perhaps, to you that the numbers were winding up into January pretty well factored in at this point?
Well, the way the news has unfolded here over some time, when you just suspect anything can happen in January, I mean, gosh, they come out with a late October report, and who knows? But probably the bottom line on the numbers is we're pretty much dialed into a production number right now, you know, give or take a little bit, barring any major readjustments. So production is fairly well known, and I think the trade will fluctuate that number up and down just a tad bit. But the great unknown and what we've got to get a handle on is the demand side of the equation, and that's the biggest fear in the marketplace right now.
Yeah, and then the report this month for corn, for example, no changes in feed and residual, no change in food, seed, and industrial, no change in ethanol. And there was talk prior to the report that some revisions were necessary.
Well, we'll see. That's the art of trying to figure out what the market's going to do. But, you know, you look at egg placements, chick placements down sharply. You look at some of these meat packers, their stock is gone to almost a zero in some cases. You look at ethanol facilities, declaring bankruptcy, putting some new startups on hold. So there's a lot of concern out there that probably could curb the demand picture as we go into 2009.
Yeah, same thing over on the soybean side, where exports have really been stout for the first part of the marketing year in the market, and yet USDA leaves the number alone.
China in general, your Asian business, stepped forward here in the last few weeks to really pick up that pace. Corn demand's really struggled, but the beans been the bright spot here as Asia's come forward to extend their coverage, for say. Hopefully that coverage will continue here as we go into year end. But the bean, as far as outlook for exports, has been strong, and they're back on track here to show a strong number.
Corn has been struggling, as you said, and it appears to me because it's been competing with wheat as a feed grain. Wheat ending stocks up on the world market, corn up on the world market too. Would corn continue to struggle on the export market?
Unless we can see some renewed demand surface here real quick. But you pretty well hit it there. World wheat ending stocks, 145 million metric tons. World corn ending stocks up a couple million metric tons, up to 110. So not only is the world stocks up, but some of that wheat has been classified as feed wheat, which is going to be a competitor to our corn market. Then we've got a lot of discounted wheat coming on the world market, too, to be a problem, too.
And then you take a look at the charts from a technical standpoint. Essentially what we've been trading for the last month and a week is a range. And for corn, for example, that range has the midpoint of it right around $9 or thereabouts. Do you see anything at all in the foreseeable future that would break us out of the range one way or the other, corn or beans?
Well, that's what the trade's waiting on, is some type of news for a breakout. We've talked about cycle lows in through here. We've talked about head and shoulders bottom. We've talked about seasonal lows. So it's going to be very, very important for the market to try to take a solid stand off these lows we've carved out here over the last 4 weeks. So we kind of feel that we're looking at what you mentioned there, some type of breakout either to the upside or downside. Breakout to the downside would be devastating to the marketplace and should suggest significant lower prices as we go into this winter.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Let's take a look at the current prices in Kansas City. December wheat at 563, down 5. March 580, down 4.5. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 512.5, down 8.5. March 552, up 10. May not trading, at least in the pit. December corn, 378.5, up 3. March 396, up 2.5. May 409, up 3.5. July 420, up 3. November beans, 927, up 15.25. January 922, up 1. March 932, up 2.5. May 956, up 16.5. December soybean meal, $2.70.50, down $1.20. December soybean oil, $34.20, up $30. Ed Kuser's two-state forecast today reads like this: in west central and southern Illinois, increasing cloudiness in northern Illinois and in northern and eastern Indiana. Intervals of clouds and sunshine, elsewhere mostly sunny. Highs ranging from 36 in northwestern Illinois to 52 in the far south. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.